Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Sometimes we Americans think we're the only people in the world who understand barbecue. Now, I'm not saying we don't get it awesomely right, but there are other places that have pretty strong traditions of their own. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've been looking into something totally new to me.
Oh, Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it probably shouldn't even be called barbecue, sort of in the sense that we talk about mm-hmm. barbecue. A lot of times it's just kind of pan searing or grilling thin slices of meat. But mm-hmm. the tradition and the fact of the matter is that when it happens, it's a very, very unique experience. One that I find like amazingly awesome.
Tell me about it.
Well, of course, there's lots of things in the Korean lexicon of cuisine. Barbecue is sure, this little version is very small. There are three great interesting sauces, though, mother sauces in Korean cooking. And I know Henry Hong, my good friend, will make fun of my pronunciation, but they are referred to as jangs. Gochujang is the one that is this fermented red chili paste.
Mm-hmm.
Doenjang is a fermented bean paste, and ganjang is the what we would think of as soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, these mother sauces, make up this incredibly delicious thing called samjang, which is the sauce, the ubiquitous sauce you get at every Korean barbecue place. It's both sweet and savory and spicy and full of umami and all sorts of lusciousness.
Mm.
So you get this sauce, but this experience is also surrounded by these small plates called banchan. So when you sit down, as you order, 12 or so little plates show up. And they're different everywhere, but
uh-huh.
you know, there are certainly things that threads that kind of run common. But these can be whatever the restaurant wants to serve you at the time. And they're small things. Deep fried zucchini, crispy bean sprouts, there's a soft boiled egg. But it's just all these things with a lot of these mother sauces mixed in to
mm-hmm.
make them. And then sort of whatever the cooking vessel, whether it's a flat top or a grill, arrives, and then thin slices of meat, usually pork or beef, show up. And then it's your job to cook these things.
Oh, is that right?
Which is kind of cool. And
yeah.
And there's lettuce served with it, leaves
uh-huh.
of lettuce. And so you sort of put together your own little treat, different every time, while you're sitting at the table. But we've created, you know, we've tried to do this at home, and although there's many different things to make, you don't have to make all 12 of them. But if you just make some of this samjang, this barbecue sauce, a couple of side dishes, and get some thinly sliced meat and lettuce, it's a hell of a great time. I mean, it's just delicious to sit around and eat this food. And it's surprisingly healthy in a lot of ways and really fulfilling, and the flavors are really cool.
Do you use the lettuce as sort of a wrap?
It's a taco, yeah. It's instead of a tortilla,
uh-huh.
it's the lettuce.
Nice.
They also serve some daikon radish, pickled daikon radish that you can use instead
mm-hmm.
of lettuce. But, I mean, that's the whole idea, is sort of to create yourself a unique little bite each time you do this. And I think it's kind of an amazing way to eat. It's very social. You know, you have to sit around the table. You're forced to talk with each other. It's actually become one of the more popular classes at the school when we try to
mm-hmm.
recreate all this experience.
It sounds a little bit like a fondue party.
Yes, without dipping, more like cooking. But
right.
yeah, exactly right.
Well, can you have a few
yes,
recipes
we're gonna,
for us?
Yeah, and there's a great book out there, Koreatown, which has a lot of these recipes. But we'll definitely get it out there for you to try at home, because it's worth it.
That sounds like a great time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.